Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. And we are in between that the end of the draft season, and we're looking forward to the upcoming college football season. And it's a time for us to kind of, you know, scour the nation and kind of bring you some prospects that, you know, probably have potential to make it to that next level, you know, when their college days are done. But more importantly, it kind of gets this to shed some light on, you know, how their college days are going. And we're going to be joined with Wisconsin standout tight end Troy Fumagalli. He's going to call in, and we're going to take some time and kind of find out what he brings to the table in terms of what this season is going to be like for him. But with that said, Troy, we appreciate you joining us here on the program this afternoon. Can you believe you you're going into the season as the starter for the Wisconsin Badgers? I'm sure it probably, you know, it seems like yesterday where you're the bright-eyed freshman, you know, watching the other guys go through the gauntlet. But just talk a little bit about how your own expectations are going to go for this year.
Oh, thanks, Bo. Thanks for having me on. Crazy. Going into my redshirt junior year already, a lot of expectations, especially from the tight end position. We had a long list of tight ends that have been successful in the past. So just trying to keep that going, be a leader for this team any way we need it, especially going into this year with a year older O-line, it'll be huge.
Yeah, and you guys definitely, you got Bart Houston, obviously, Corey Clement and the line. I mean, you guys are going to be pretty, veteran savvy, if you will. Kind of before we talk more about Wisconsin Badger football, since you're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, I mean, was football your sport? Were you that kid playing Pop Warner?
It was, yeah. Just like you said, growing up around Pop Warner, my father was always been my coach, so kind of, you know, that side of the story, always been around the game. I got two older brothers that always played, so kind of been an influence on me.
Nice. And for you, you've probably played so many different positions as you've gone through your football life, but how did you find yourself as a tight end? When did you kind of know that this was going to be the position that gets you kind of the farthest?
Growing up, I kind of just had that natural feel of, just catching the ball, and that was kind of my passion, running routes, catching balls. And ever since high school, I played tight end, surprisingly. All through high school, I played tight end and DN, and I just kind of fell in love with the position. I think it's, a very underrated position, especially at, the high school or college level, and, I just fell in love with it.
Nice. And for you playing that position, obviously, with thoughts of playing on that big stage of the NFL, it's nice to see like a resurgence, if you will, in the position where, they're kind of coming back in the vogue, especially a guy that can stretch the field. So I think that benefits you. I mean, so you have a great, high school career. I mean, through what? I think a 3-star recruit by ESPN. I mean, so what other schools were looking at you, and how did you know at the end of the day Wisconsin was going to be the place you wanted to, get your education as well as, get on the field?
Yeah, so coming out of high school, I wouldn't say I was highly recruited, but, just a couple smaller Big Ten offers. I had Minnesota, Illinois. And then I was really close with Coach Dorn at NIU, and he left for NC State. I took a visit there. But I just kind of fell in love with Wisconsin right when I walked on campus, especially the people. I had a great official visit, the guys in the locker room. Just kind of that homely feel that I really fell in love with Wisconsin.
Definitely. Once again, Troy Fumagalli, the standout tight end, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some Wisconsin football and also about what this young man brings to the table for the Badgers. If you want to listen to this podcast again, you folks know you can always check it out at iTunes. You can also find it at blogtalkradio.com. We'll be featuring a bio page of Troy. We like to say it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his career path at Wisconsin and hopefully above and beyond that when his playing days are over as a Badger. So, I mean, spring ball is well underway. I mean, we're about to hit summer. I mean, kind of just talk about, you know, what's the mindset and, you know, what are your kind of your personal expectations and goals heading into this year?
Sure. I think, you know, just going in the spring, we, you know, obviously lose a ton of starters. So the big focus there was just establishing leaders, you know, guys that could be reliable. And, you know, that went well. Great spring. I think, you know, we all came together as a unit. That was great moving forward. And just focus on, you know, the summer, continuing that and just continuing to, you know, get stronger. Especially, you know, we got such a tough schedule this year. Just working on, you know, being able to sustain, you know, four quarters of football and being able to play, you know, Wisconsin-type football for that long. I think, you know, that's the type of focus going in.
Nice, nice. And you guys, what, I think, LSU, I think, is that the first game, LSU? So, you, I mean, you guys aren't playing any game or, you know, playing around at all. I mean, you're hitting it pretty heavy playing the Tigers. I know you're excited, obviously, for that game. But, I mean, on the schedule, when you kind of glance over it, I mean, what games do you kind of get most jacked up for, I guess?
Wow. You know, obviously, we get to play LSU at Lambeau Field, which is, I think they said, like, the second college game they've ever done at Lambeau. So, you know, that'll be pretty exciting. I think there'll be a great fan base up there. So definitely that one. And then we actually have a couple cool crossover games this year. We play Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. You know, we go Michigan State, Michigan bye week, and then Ohio State. So I think, you know, that stretch will really be important for us and, you know, important to, you know, especially if we want to make a run down the road in the bowl game.
Yeah, definitely. And folks out there listening, this is their schedule to start. Like he said, LSU, Akron, Georgia State, and then Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State. It's quite possible that what four out of your first six teams could all be ranked opponents. It just kind of shows you how tough your schedule is going to be. But obviously, you guys are capable of doing it. And I see Nebraska a couple games below Ohio State, and that was the game where you've caught your first touchdown last year. Do you keep the game ball from like that, or you just kind of just let the ball go and you just have the memory to keep sake?
No, unfortunately, I don't. That would be cool, but no, just the memory. I think, you know, that whole day, the way it finished out, you know, if you've ever been to Nebraska, it's such an awesome atmosphere. You know, the stadium, they pack to the brim even before it starts. So I think that memory will be just good enough.
Nice, nice. And for you, I mean, in terms of what you do on the field, I mean, what are coaches, I mean, what do you think they love about you? I mean, what are those intangibles and those qualities that you bring to the tight end position for Wisconsin where, you know, the coaches feel confident in you and then you know, you're able to, you know, kind of showcase what you're confident in yourself with?
Yeah, I think, you know, my biggest thing is just being, you know, kind of being that reliable blanket, you know, especially third downs, you know, 2-minute drill, just being, you know, that throw that the quarterback can trust. I think that's my, you know, my biggest strength is, you know, being able to, in those tough times to, you know, over the middle, late in the game, being able to make a play.
Yeah, and that is the key. I mean, to be that, you know, like you said, that safety net for the quarterback and probably the offense as well on third down is the big thing. And obviously you guys always have that dominant line. Great running backs. I mean, traditionally out of Wisconsin, and again, the linemen, you know, you guys just do something right when you guys are doing all that stuff. So for you, I mean, try kind of take us into the locker room, I guess, if you're kind enough to do that. I mean, who's the biggest jokester on the offense or defense? You know, who's that person that kind of gets the team loose and maybe, you know, has everyone laugh that we may not necessarily know about if there's Wisconsin Badger fans listening out there?
I think, you know, the locker room, we kind of got a good, you know, kind of group chemistry going. They actually just put a, you know, they put the auxiliary cord so we could play our own music now. So, you know, you always got guys going up there playing and, you know, a couple guys that stand out, Rob Wheelwright and, Dario Gumbawale, you know, those guys are always, you know, dancing, lighting up the mood, stuff like that. So, yeah, I would say those two guys, you know, you wake up at 6 in the morning and they'll be, you know, dancing or something like that. It'll give you a laugh.
How about who's the most intense? I mean, who's that guy that's probably tied a little bit too tight, but in a good way?
I'll probably go with Bart. I don't know if he'll agree with me, but, you know, I think just by nature, you know, the quarterback position, he's, I would say, locked in most of the time, you know, serious. You know, you guys got to be here at that time, stuff like that. All good things, so, yeah.
Excellent. And then maybe one final one before I let you go. Sometimes coaches, they are guys that people can, you know, kind of impersonate. Coach Chris, I was able to see him when I covered Pitt football, why he was there. But does anybody do a Coach Chris impersonation or anything like that?
No. not that I think of. I wish I could give you a story. No.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, sometimes that happens. Sometimes the guys are too nervous. Sometimes I ask, like, coaches, or I mean the players, like, you know, does anybody do a great Nick Saban impersonation? And they're like, oh, no. Or, you know, flip side, like, you know, does anybody do a great Bob Stoops? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so does a great Bob Stoops. And, you know, it gets the team funny. So, like I said, I enjoy that question just because, you know, kind of, again, lets us behind the scenes a little bit in that locker room. Well, Troy, obviously, I mean, you have a great career ahead of you. And I think, you know, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, as well, I mean, just stay healthy. And I think everything's going to play out for you. And like I said, I mean, Wisconsin's always in the mix, especially for Big Ten championships. And best of luck, man. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field?
We actually did a spring ball practice up there. You know, we took a bus up there, stayed the night, you know, unreal atmosphere. You know, I'm okay. A Bears fan from Chicago, but, you know, Lambeau takes it by far. Beat Soldier. you know, they did it right. They we got to see the Hall of Fame and how cool that was, and the indoor facilities. And, yeah, it was really, really something neat.
Oh, I'm sure. And like I said, and be able to kind of open your season there, especially against a big school like LSU. It's, you know, going to be a big, big game, I'm sure. The TV cameras are definitely going to be hawking you guys on that game. So it's going to be a good day for you to catch your second touchdown pass of your Badger career. Maybe you could maybe keep that one and maybe put it in the living room somewhere. Well, Troy, I always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. And best to you and your Badger teammates as you kind of embark on your 2016 season.
Thank you, Bo. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Troy Fumagalli, the standout tight end. He was honorable Big Ten last year, and it kind of speaks volumes to kind of what this kid does, because, I mean, he's really evolved and really, really taken that next step. And, you know, you want to see that in all guys. You just want to see that progression season to season. And, you know, going into his redshirt junior season this year, you know, he is going to be a guy. And I was going to joke around a little bit with him on the show is, you know, I mean, everybody knows Jake Butt from Michigan. I mean, you think of Big Ten football, you immediately think of Jake Butt from Michigan. But I think by the end of this season, a guy that you're going to kind of share in that same breath is Troy Fumagalli from Wisconsin. I mean, terrific size, about 6'5", 6'6", 250, and moves very well. So he's a guy that's totally capable of making the play when it's presented to him. And like I said, he'll be a guy that you're going to become more familiar with us, and we really appreciate him stopping by at the C2P. So as you folks know, you can go to collegeofpro.com, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can go to iTunes, all your avenues to listen to this podcast again. I'm your host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.